there was a group of people in the meeting room with signs, and there were more people outside the meeting room trying to get in. That security was keeping a very strict 53-person limit inside the room. Some people tried to get in. There was no real physical confrontations. There was some shouting between sort of anti-CRT protesters and some others. But the school board members never showed up. They cleared the room after about an hour in a closed session. And then at 9:30, they brought the few people who were remaining outside back in and held the meeting without any public comment.
You mentioned CRT, critical race theory, but wasn't tonight's vote about COVID?
So there were two votes on the agenda. One was in the consent agenda, and that was to change the system by which they do public comment. Some people say that it's going to limit discourse in the school board meeting room. School Board Chair Robert Lateef told me that that was related to what had happened in Loudoun County, the move to change the procedure. There was also a vote on mandating vaccines or COVID-19 testing for all staff. Both those votes ultimately passed.
So they did get some work done. You know, again, you never want to sensationalize, but you also don't want to play down if there was something unusual going on. Loudoun County has made national news for these kinds of tensions. Have you seen much of this before in Prince William County before tonight?
There was a little bit 2 weeks ago at their last meeting. There were some, you know, very aggressive demonstrators at times and public comment speakers. Again, Lateef told me that they had asked for some additional security and that people felt unsafe at the last meeting. I would say it really started to pick up last meeting 2 weeks ago, but there were far more people here tonight and more signs and just more sort of verbal confrontation with security and others.
Understood. Well, and you were clear there was no pushing and shoving, no violence. This was simply far too many people trying to get in a room where they were trying to keep it to about 50.
Yeah, that's right. Some people say, you know, just storm them, just rush past the security. But it never really came to that point. The security was quite good in terms of just keeping certain people. If you left, they would bring people back in to fill those spots and so on. But others thought that they were limiting capacity to stifle debate.